Hello, and welcome to Between Two Term Sheets, Canada's only podcast that invites investors and founders to discuss the early-stage funding environment in the high-technology space. Our host is Owen Matthews, founder, CEO, serial investor, and general partner at Wesley Clover International.
Welcome again to Between Two Term Sheets. I'm here with Sam Hafar from Real Ventures. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
Thank you very much, Owen, for having me.
So we're here at the SAS North Conference, great conference in Ottawa, and we've got a little bit of time today to just, you know, talk about what the venture market is like. So Real Ventures is a VC based in Canada. Why don't you give us a little background on what Real Ventures is and a little background on yourself?
Yeah, so Real Ventures is one of the early stage venture capital firms in Canada. We've been around since 2007, and we have well over 150 companies in our portfolio.
It's a big portfolio.
Thank you. Yes, it is. And you know, over 1,000 founders in our network of companies that we invested in. We invest all across Canada. So our partners are based out of Montreal, Toronto, and some in the U.S. And really, we look for the brightest people with, you know, big, bold, ambitious ideas, incredible teams, and we like to lead at the seed stage.
Mm. Great. And venture in Canada has picked up at the seed kind of early stage investment in the past few years. A great pleasure for us because we like to build companies. So good to see other people around the table helping to fund those. Give me an example of what you're seeing as kind of market. Monthly recurring revenue. What type of technology areas you like right now?
I think Real is really doubling down on machine learning and artificial intelligence. So we actually co-founded a company called Element AI. Mm-hmm. It's a world leading applied artificial intelligence research lab. They help large corporations develop AI-driven products and build AI-driven business models, as well as build their own products and AI solutions.
So they're providing services to some.
They provide services as well. And they build their own software as well. They really are trying to build the AI brain. It's an incredible company. It was founded a little bit under 2 years ago. They raised recently $130 million Canadian round, led by Data Collective in the U.S. and a number of other great venture firms. It's led by a guy named JF Gagné and co-founded also with Yasuo Bengio, who's a world-class AI researcher at University of Montreal. Mm-hmm. So, I think Real is different in terms of what we look for. I don't think we have a hard number in terms of MRR. I don't think we have a very strict view of how a company needs to look in order for us to invest at the seed stage. We've invested in companies that were napkin sketch ideas, but serial entrepreneurs with incredible vision, strong conviction, and a great track record. And we've invested in early stage seed companies with multiple $1 million in revenue or annual recurring revenue. So there is
to an investor that isn't formulaic.
Yeah, so it's completely unformulaic. I mean, we invested in an AI chip company. And so, it usually takes 5-6 years to bring a chip to prototype of a chip to market. And so they had a reference design. So that's just to give you an idea. We really aren't hung up on any specific metric.
Mm. That's great. Nice to hear, a willingness to take venture bet. I mean, that is our business. Do you feel you stand out in that respect?
In terms of how we view companies, I think so. I think I think we've had a lot of success because we backed entrepreneurs and believed before what they were doing was obvious, and so that's kind of been our opportunity to come in really early, to see something before the rest of the market sees it, and just put our weight behind it as a team. We operate really as a team. Yes, you have a lead partner that works with you, maybe a board seat for that partner, but really we operate as a team and we throw our entire partnership behind each company we invest in. I think in terms of what allows us to attract great companies, I think it's also the fact that lot of the team at Real were entrepreneur operators themselves. Mm-hmm. So Janet Bannister was the founder and CEO of Kijiji. Mike Shaver was one of the early employees at Netscape, and he was a director of mobile engineering, managing hundreds of people at Facebook. Myself, I've been part of three venture-backed companies that have raised collectively over $350 million from some of the best VCs. Mm-hmm. And so
I think we relate a little bit to the entrepreneur's challenges.
And I think that's why, you know, when we look at companies, we look at it from a different perspective than just, okay, here's what the balance sheet looks like, here's what the cash flow looks like. You know, we look at what's the core value proposition, what's the vision, what's the team look like, and do we believe in the opportunity?
That's great. I've had a few conversations recently with some VC friends. I won't name them, and they referred to themselves as becoming accountants, even though they have a history of engineering. But you know, they just look at the track record and they look at the numbers and they make their bet based on that. And for me, as a very entrepreneur first out of school, and then forming my own company, and now forming and supporting companies for a living, it's nice to hear someone who's at the table willing to roll up their sleeves and make a company work.
It's not easy, but it's fun, and yeah. I don't think anyone at Real would have it any other way. I think.
It's an enormous amount of work to roll up your sleeves and help a big portfolio of companies.
But also it's a privilege.
Yeah.
It's a privilege that people trust us and want to work with us and reach out to us for that reason. I think it's a partnership with entrepreneurs. We look at it as a partnership. We don't look at ourselves as a source of capital as much as we look at ourselves as helping build a business. Mm-hmm. And how we do that really varies on the stage, but really that's how we approach our relationships with entrepreneurs.
That's great. So you mentioned earlier that you've been doing had some exposure to venture deals in Silicon Valley. Give me an idea of the differences. You know, what you're seeing in your partners here, what you're seeing in the kind of term sheets that come out of the Valley. Set the scene for us. You know, a deal in Canada, and how does it differ from a deal out of the Valley?
Well, I think there are differences, both explicit and implicit. And those differences become less, and they converge at a Series A, typically, because a lot of the Series A capital is in the U.S. still. I hope it continues to grow and evolve in Canada. I know there's a few funds that recently emerged that are focusing on Series A. But at the seed stage, I think because of the government opportunities like IRAP and SRED and all the different grants that entrepreneurs get, you don't need to take a lot of dilutive funding. And so as a result of that, I think valuations are slightly lower than the U.S.,
because not taking as much capital.
Exactly. But not significant. I mean, and it depends. And if it's a serial entrepreneur, you know, the valuation is going to be, relatively comparable. It really depends. I don't think we personally don't look at an opportunity. We don't start with the valuation as where we identify an opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the ending point of the discussion, but it is a data point that typically Canadian companies at a seed stage have a slightly lower valuation. But I think a lot of that is due to the fact they need less dilution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Now I've been a strong proponent of when you go into a discussion in investment of the importance of the subjective, instead of coming in and saying objectively you meet all this criteria and therefore funding makes sense. Ultimately, an entrepreneur has to earn the right to do business with you. Tell me about that. How much does that play into? I mean, you have to have trust, and there's obviously a lot of subjective decision making associated with it, especially when you're making the kind of venture bets you're making.
Well, it's actually the opposite. I find that we have to work hard to deliver the expectations the entrepreneur has, because great entrepreneurs don't need venture capitalists. Venture capitalists needs great entrepreneurs. And I think, we strive to be the source for those great entrepreneurs as a partner. And I think to be that source, we have to work really, really hard. So our view is never, it's kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. The view is we're always chasing. We're chasing, right? We're chasing the best. And I think there are a lot of people that come to us and they're great as well. But I think, when it comes to really ambitious founders with really big, bold ideas, we work really hard to make sure that they feel comfortable with us and we feel comfortable with them, and that we iron out all the details before we sign on the dotted line, and that I think goes a long way.
Now, you mentioned AI as an area. Other areas you're excited about?
We're really excited about crypto. Mm-hmm. We think Canada is the birthplace of Ethereum. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that. Ethereum was born out of Waterloo. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's a lot of really interesting stuff happening in what we call cloud coaching. So this is the next generation of software that instead of inputting information and storing information, it's using existing information in enterprise to help people get better at what they're doing in their jobs. An example of that's an investment I made in Ottawa called MindBridge. Mm-hmm. It's an artificial intelligence machine learning driven solution that detects behavioral anomalies and transactions for companies and helps auditors uncover these anomalies mm-hmm. in ways that were never possible before. So it's coaching and helping them. Mm-hmm. So really interested in that. I think there's a lot of really awesome robotic companies that are coming out, especially the Waterloo-Kitchener region. AvidBots is a company that we invested in that's building commercial cleaning robots, and they've been deployed at a lot of sites around the world.
Commercial cleaning robots.
They're large commercial cleaning robots that can can clean warehouses, stadiums, mm-hmm. shopping malls, yeah. large retail environments. It's pretty cool.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So you're here at SaaS North.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you looking for deal flow? You're chasing entrepreneurs?
I just came here to listen and to hear what people have to say. A lot of great meetings. And then some of our portfolio founders are here, so it's a great mm-hmm. place to catch up. And then I'll be doing a panel tomorrow.
Ah, okay. Well, I've been back to back, so I haven't had a chance to see any of the sessions. Anything stand out for you?
I actually been in meetings all day, too. So I wish, but and I'm sure I'll learn a lot from them, but... I just have had back-to-back meetings since 9 a.m.
Yeah, well, I haven't had the privilege of going to any of the sessions yet, but hopefully we'll catch some this afternoon.
For sure.
Perfect. All right. Well, anything else you want to add? I really appreciate you taking the time.
No, thank you very much for the time. And I think Real is very accessible. We don't we'll look at every single email, every single intro that we get. I think we'll genuinely take a look at something and we'll provide honest feedback. And so, if any of you are interested in working with Real or reaching out and pitching or whatever, or just having a conversation or coffee, don't hesitate. I'd love to meet with you. We'd love to meet with you. You can email me.
Well, my experience has been great.
Yeah, well,
with
thank
Real
you.
So far.
Thank
but
you.
Yeah, no, provide your email address if you want to throw it out there.
No, absolutely. Sam at Real Ventures. Very simple. We're very accessible.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having
great to meet
me.
You.
Thanks a lot.
So that's it for today's show. You've been listening to Between Two Term Sheets. This episode is brought to you by Alacrity Global, which brings investors, academic institutions, entrepreneurs, and governments together to create technology startup funds around the globe. Go to alacrityglobal.com to find out more about Alacrity's initiative. And be sure to tune in again to next week's show.